Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity and bond markets, of course, closed overnight for the President's Day holiday. Did note that US equity futures markets, however, were weaker across the board. Europe's main markets were also weaker in light volume trade. Germany's DAX down 0.5%, as was France's CAC. Just in stock-specific moves over there, Daimler was down just over 2%. Following a report in the main German newspaper that the car maker may have used software to help some of its vehicles pass US diesel emissions tests. Elsewhere, Deutsche Bank went the other way, up 2.1%. Bloomberg reporting that the investment bank has begun eliminating at least 250 jobs across their corporate and investment banking units worldwide. London's FTSE fell 0.6% after enjoying its best weekly advance since December 2016 last week. Consumer products firm Reckitt Banks Bankheiser was down 7.5% after posting flat like-for-like sales in 2017, despite the tailwind of a weaker pound sterling. Just also note on the results front, HSBC reports their full-year result tonight in the UK our time, and Barclays later in the week on the 22nd. Base metals complex was mixed, trading volumes very thin given the US and a number of Asian markets were closed, and with a firmer US dollar inducing some profit-taking, copper was down 1.6% to just shy of $3.23 a pound after logging its best weekly performance since November 2016 last week. Nickel also quite weak, down 2.3%, and zinc down 0.6%, while aluminium rose 0.3%. Spot iron ore unchanged at $78.43 a metric tonne, so obviously ongoing muted trading activity there as the Lunar New Year holidays continue to unfold. Gold futures slipped $2 to $1,349.20 an ounce. Oil prices higher, carrying their positive momentum of last week into the opening session of this week. WTI 80 cents or 1.3% higher at $62.35 a barrel. Brent up 72 cents to $65.56 a barrel. Traders there just citing a fresh escalation of tensions in the Middle East, with Israel's Prime Minister on Sunday warning that his country will directly strike oil producer Iran if Tehran continues to use Syria to test his country. Aussie dollars little change this morning. Traders eyeing the release of the minutes from the Reserve Bank of Australia's February monetary policy meeting. It's buying just over 79 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.